How are you?
I'm doing well. You're going to be on a cruise ship off the coast of Alaska.
Yeah, so people are going, oh, you're taking a cruise,
how do,
right?
How do I get involved with this, please?
Well, you just get to be a good science teacher.
Okay,
maybe
there's
100 science teachers. We thought about this 4 years ago, really put the plan into action 2 years ago. As soon as the people at Carnival Cruise Ship saw some of the video from 9 News, they said there's absolutely no way you're doing anything on our cruise ship.
You know what I mean? Yeah, right.
You're not bringing glue.
There'll be diet soda everywhere.
Nothing. Yeah. Right? And they're very serious. So of course, I'm a physical science guy. I'm a goopy kind of slime, you know, reaction.
Yeah, sure you are. Yeah.
And this is life science. I don't do a lot of that, but we have a wonderful group of teachers that need that kind of thing. So we teamed up with Carnival and with AAA and found naturalists in Alaska, and we're going to Alaska. So we're going to work the inside passage and kind of work our way down, which is really, really cool.
Oh, sounds like a great trip. And you're going to be using this goop to
simulate
glaciers, you
said? Well, yeah, look at this. This is glue and water and borax. And so if you take Elmer's glue and you mix a little borax, have you ever played with this before? It's like slime.
Maybe a long time ago.
See, there you go.
Oh, see, now this is perfect.
No, that's good. Look at this.
Here, I thought I broke it.
No. This is called a shear factor. See this? Mm-hmm. This is a non-Newtonian fluid. And you see how this broke? When you take this and you pull it like this and it breaks, it has a shear factor. And that's exactly what a glacier does under its own weight. It will have a little crevice there. With all that weight kind of pushing down, you'll actually see a glacier kind of put in and it'll start to crack away. However, water can also be like a plastic and can mold itself. So look at this. We've kind of simulated the glacier using the two different colors that are here. And notice how it flows.
Yeah.
That water is fluid. So when we're looking at recession or the advancement there of the glacier, we want our teachers standing on that glacier. We want them looking at it. We want a naturalist saying, this is what we need to do to kind of help cut that recession back and to make sure that that those glaciers are there for a long, long time.
And this is something that would be so easy for the teachers to make in their own classrooms with simple materials and not a lot of time.
We want them to be able to come back with a story. We want the real pictures there. These teachers are Twittering as well, so we're going to give you all the information. And I guess the most exciting thing is we're going to try to Skype in.
Right.
All right?
You're going to join us.
Yes.
This Friday.
Yes. So from the middle of the ocean, we're going to see if the satellites will align and everything else. And I don't know, you'll see this kind of stuttered look, but we're going to show you the glacier. So we'll go from this model with borax and glue to a real glacier, and hopefully we get some calving so we can show you some of the cool things.
Hey, have a great trip, and good luck.
Thank you.
The teachers up there.
You've got
and
it.
We look forward to hopefully seeing you on the internet on Friday.